Hey, guys, please stand now and take a moment to greet and welcome one another. Just as we gather on this blessed Sunday of Advent, our final week leading up to the birth of Emmanuel, God with us.
The outline for today's Mass can be found on page 22 in the Breaking Bread book. Our ending song is in Breaking Bread number 39, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Staff of St. Declan, the school staff, the sisters, Deacon Tom, myself, and all of you have a blessed holiday season, so enjoy. Secondly, just to let you know that, with the scheduling, I used to be the weekend help, and so now I need extra help on the weekends. And the senior priests, a lot of the senior priests have been gracious enough to help me. I wrote in my bulletin article a couple weeks ago, you may have read it, just to let you be aware that because of the scheduling, I really have to follow on their schedule, so I take the help when I can get it. Sometimes that means I'm here less than what I was before, being shifting back and forth with the schedule. I just want you to understand that, but you're not any the less important to me, because no other ushers pick on me as much as no other pick on. So I gotta have that on a regular basis. Also, I know you've seen Deacon Tom before, but really let's take an opportunity to congratulate him on his recent ordination to the diaconate. Blessed to have him today because he is going to be our homilist today. So it's going to be wonderful to hear from him today. He's got a great opening story, so just to let you know. We're going to begin by lighting our Advent wreath, and I'm going to invite my sister and my brother-in-law, Veronica and Bill Fanning, please come forward to light the candle. Goals. Advent season reminds us that the people who live in darkness have seen a great light. Season to more worthily celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us call now to mind our sins and our need for God's love and for God's mercy.
You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us,
forgive us our sins, and bring us one day to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Reading from the second book of Samuel. When King David was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from his enemies on every side, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God dwells in a tent." Nathan answered the king, "Go, do whatever you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that night, the Lord spoke to Nathan and said, "Go, tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, should you build me a house to dwell in? It was I who took you from the pasture and from the care of the flock to be commander of my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you went, and I have destroyed all your enemies before you. And I will make you famous like the great ones of the earth. I will fix a place for my people, Israel. I will plant them so that they may dwell in their places without further disturbance. Neither shall the wicked continue to afflict them as they did of old, since the time I first appointed judges over my people, Israel. I will give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord also reveals to you that he will establish a house for you. And when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
the goodness of the Lord.
Of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret for long ages and now manifested through the prophetic writings and according to the command of the eternal God, made known to all nations to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God through Jesus Christ, be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
From God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her, who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done unto me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Thanks for the intro. No pressure. It's nearly Christmas, and the church focuses on Christ's first coming, and they begin to tell the story of Christmas, the first Iowa story. According to this report, FBI agents conducted a raid of a psychiatric hospital in San Diego, California. This hospital was under investigation for medical insurance fraud. After hours of reviewing thousands of medical records, the dozens of agents had worked up quite an appetite. The agent in charge of the investigation called a nearby pizza parlor with delivery service to order a quick dinner for his colleagues. The following telephone conversation took place and was recorded by the FBI. The agent says, "Hello? I would like to order 19 large pizzas and 67 cans of soda." The guy at the pizza place says, "And where would you like them to be delivered, sir?" "We're over at the psychiatric hospital." "The psychiatric hospital?" "That's right. I'm an FBI agent." "You're an FBI agent." "That's correct. Just about everybody here is." "And you're at the psychiatric hospital." "That's correct. And make sure you don't go through the front doors. We have them locked. You'll have to go around to the back of the service entrance to deliver the pizzas." "And you say you're all FBI agents." "That's right. How soon can you have them here?" "And everyone at the psychiatric hospital is an FBI agent." "That's right. We've been here all day and we're starving." "Sir, how are you going to pay for this?" "I have my checkbook right here." "And you're all FBI agents." "That's right, everybody here is an FBI agent. Can you remember to bring the pizzas and sodas to the service entrance in the rear? We have the front doors locked." The pizza guy says, "I don't think so." "Thank you, and goodbye." The feeling that the pizza man has as he participated in that conversation must have been something like a teenage girl named Mary felt that first Christmas. After all, she was a nobody from nowhere, and she was being asked to become the mother of God. Gabriel came to her and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." I wonder if her response was, "And with your spirit." Notice that Gabriel said, Hail, full of grace, not full of faith. Because faith here is not really the issue. It's grace. You know, when I was a ninth grader in high school, my religion teacher was Father Walker. And he alluded that our soul was just like a glass, and maybe you're aware of this analogy. But it's a glass, and the grace in our soul is like milk in that glass. The more milk in that glass, the more grace that we have, especially after reconciliation. And when we fall short and we sin, there's a lesser amount of milk in that glass. Imagine Mary's soul, probably made out of fine crystal, washed a dozen times, sparkling clean, full of the freshest milk available, full to the point where not even half a drop more could fit into that glass, full to the point of overflowing, for she was full of grace. And the angel Gabriel said to her, Mary, I have some good news and some bad news. You know, when somebody says that to me, I'm not quite sure what I want to hear first. It's usually the bad news. Get that out of the way. But Gabriel says, Mary, you have found favor with God, and you will bear a son. The bad news, although not bad for us, but the bad news is that you are with child now. Not bad news for us, because unto us a Savior is born, a Messiah. Bad news for Mary, because a teenage girl at that point in time in Jewish history, if she were to bear and conceive and bear a child before wedlock, she lost all favor in her society. She was an outcast. She had no relatives. They were disowned, even to the point where she could not even own property. And that was the lighter aspect of a decision. The worst thing that could happen to her was that she would be stoned to death. Bad news for a young Jewish girl who would give a child before wedlock, or out of wedlock. God will no longer dwell in a tent, as we heard from Samuel, but God will come and dwell in Mary's tent, and God will come and dwell in our tent, in our temple. Mary said yes. Gospel is the story of Mary's fiat, Mary's yes. Mary said, may it be done. In 1904, William Borden, heir to the Borden Dairy Estate, you know, Elsie the cow, graduated from Chicago High School. His graduation present was a trip around the world, traveling through Asia, the Middle East, and Africa. Borden was really stricken by all the poverty and hunger that he saw. Writing home, he said, I'm going to give my life to prepare for the mission field. When he made this decision, he wrote in the back of his Bible two words, no reserves. His parents tried to talk him out of it, but to no avail. He graduated from Yale, and turning down very many high-paying job offers, he enrolled at Princeton Seminary. At this time, he entered two more words in his Bible, no retreats. Completing studies at Princeton Seminary, Borden sailed for China to work with Muslims, stopping first in Egypt for some preparation. While there, he was stricken with cerebral meningitis and died within a month. Most people, and I'm sure we would agree, would say, what a waste. Even Borden's parents thought this until they paged through his Bible. In his Bible, underneath the words, no reserves and no retreats, he had written the words, no regrets. No reserves, no regrets, no retreats. That was Mary's attitude as she dedicated herself to the Lord's service. That ought to be our attitude as well. Will it cost us? Yes. Will our lives be different? Yes. But like Mary, when we decide, When we say our fiat and our yes, and our may it be done according to your will, the cost is worth it. Our yes makes God possible in the world. God chooses us, not always with an angel's visit, but God still chooses us to bring the good news of Jesus and his love to the whole world. That is part of what Christmas is all about, telling the whole world about the special things that God has done and is still doing through the one who was born of Mary and of God's own Spirit. Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. Be it done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our
death. Let's please stand now. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and all things visible and invisible. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, life from life, begotten, not made, consubstantial to the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men, for our salvation,
Church, that we recognize that we are favored by God and courageously cooperate with the Spirit in God's saving plan, we pray to the Lord. For peace, that the advent of the Prince of Peace may enlighten minds and hearts to resolve disputes with words and deeds of compassion, we pray to the Lord. For all who are lonely, especially those who are homebound or live in institutions, that Christ's presence may fill their emptiness and bring them hope, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all believers, that we, like Mary, may ponder God's invitation to us to give up our full yes to all that God asks of us, so that we may bring forth God's saving presence in our world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
the sick. May they know the compassionate love of Jesus, including Mary Aurelia and Mary Del Camaro. Thank you. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who have fallen asleep in Christ, especially Barbara Marlowe, Stanley Gassior, and for a special intention for all the souls in purgatory. May they live forever in the peace of Jesus. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For these and the intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty, ever-living God, who brings salvation to all, and desire that no one should perish. Hear the prayers of your people, and grant that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and your church rejoice in tranquility and devotion through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. May the Holy Spirit, O Lord, sanctify these gifts laid upon your altar, just as he filled with his power the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Yes.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for all the oracles and the prophets foretold him, the Virgin Mother longed for him, who with love beyond all telling, John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in his praise. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Mysterium Fidei. Celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Benedict our Pope, and Alan, our Archbishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, and with the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise you, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord, may the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of Christ's peace.
Him who takes away the sins of the world, blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Easy too.
We have a couple announcements this morning. The Christmas Eve Mass at St. Claude will be at 4 o'clock p.m. There will also be Masses at St. Thecla at 4 and 6 and 10:30 p.m. Christmas Day Mass at St. Claude will be at 11 o'clock a.m. There will also be Masses at St. Thecla at 10 o'clock and noon on Christmas Day. Thank you.
Which means there's no 7 p.m. Mass Christmas night Sunday. At least this way, folks, we get a twofer this year, don't we, on Sunday. We're blessed. It's about every 7 years or so. Again, just a word of Merry Christmas to all of you. It's good to be with you and celebrate with you. As the schedule permits, I'm trying to get here as much as I can. But I want to let you know that my door is always open. If there's any way that I can ever serve you or ever be of assistance to you, always know that you can contact me at St. Thecla at any time. So you're not far from my thoughts and from my prayers every day. So I just wanted to assure you of that. I was going to try something this morning since we're trying to balance off the microphones because there's situations sometimes where they howl and then they don't howl and then they work okay. And I'm going to ask the deacon, if you'll help me with this just a moment, I mean the whole job. Would you go over to the microphone, and then we're going to bend the amble one, perhaps to a position that's not so close to the mouth, and see if that helps reduce the sound of it down. Maybe we can, well, that doesn't bend too well, is it? If we bent it down, come over here, see if that's any better when you talk.
The Lord be with you.
Awesome. Is that a little better?
Yeah.
I have a little bit out of the way. I'll try.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
I have a loud voice anyway, so it may not be fair for me to be testing the microphone.
Do you want to just see for a moment, see if this sounds out?
Yeah.
Mark, you know, on the weekends, just maybe bend it down for, let the lectors know on that. And you too as well, Jeannie, we're not doing that.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, is that less loud for everyone?
Yes.
Better?
Okay.
No, so maybe that way. So keep that in mind. That we pray that. Thank you. But also, would you go up and just sing for a little bit so we can hear from that microphone? I'm not sure if it's loudness we might benefit from moving it back just slightly. I just want to see that.
You've done that before.
Try from there first. Sing, Amazing
Grace, how sweet the sound that saved
us. We're singing solo.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Just to let you know as well, for a couple changes that will be coming, you know, when I have the Mass here, very often I do an introductory greeting. That's going to be a regular thing, even when I'm not here. We have a folder that has both the announcements and greeting at the beginning of Mass, so we'll be working on that formula for the lectors, and then they will join in the procession, because I know the lector also carries the book forward. Except when the deacon is present, you notice that the deacon does both the procession with the book of the Gospels, that's one of his roles as servant of the altar, also the proclamation of the petitions and the prayer of the faithful. That's the role of the deacon to do that, to be mindful of the prayers of the community. So one other change that will be coming as well, we'll be moving that credence table to the back of church. And so when the server goes to the back, that'll be your sign if you've been asked to be the gift bearer. You will go all the way back, Creedence Table. Sorry, I start using churchy language and not everyone knows what I mean. That's the gift-bearing table, that's the Creedence Table. Table in which we have the sacred vessels is also called the Creedence Table. It'll be remaining in the back of church. The server will go all the way to the back. If that's your cue to head to the back. You will all wait and come forward together with the server, the gift bearers, those who are asked, and then the usher will bring the gifts forward. So that way when we process in and out, or like on Friday we had a funeral, so we have to move it. And so it just finds a permanent home and you're not moving liturgical furniture. So it's a little easier when you're processing in, processing out. So I just wanted you to be aware of some of those changes that I made. Let us pray. Having received this pledge of eternal redemption, we pray, Almighty God, that as the feast day of our salvation draws near, so we may press forward all more eagerly to the worthy celebration of the mystery of your Son's Nativity, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you
and with your spirit.
Bow down for God's blessing.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This Mass is ended. Go forth and announce the gospel through your lives.
As we are sent forth, let's sing number 50, People of the Feast, 50.
The heavens declare the glory of God. Right? You gotta have it.